you probably are going to start seeing costumes popping up around your work, too. I don't know if anybody has ever gotten in trouble because of a Halloween costume at work, but there are some things to keep in mind from some HR experts, right?
Okay.
Talk to your manager or HR first, especially if this is your first Halloween at your current job, you know?
Okay, so just ask, hey, do you guys do this around here?
Yeah,
is this dress in costume?
Yeah, is this a thing, right? Make sure your costume doesn't interfere with your job. Like if you can't sit down or you can't walk and your job requires you to do that or it's going to distract you.
One of my favorites is I've seen some reels of like, I think it's usually like four people or six people that are dressed as roller coaster seats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they like, you know, it looks like fake legs that are hanging over. You've got this huge like seat around you and then you guys all move together like you're on a roller coaster. That's fun for a reel, but that would be really difficult at work.
And then make sure you check your calendar if you've got Zoom meetings or other work commitments that day. Plan around them or just don't dress up or do the business up top party underneath type of thing. You can always bring a change of clothes. That's another tip from some HR people. So if you don't, even if you don't have any meetings, something still could come up and you may want to look a little bit more professional than be stuck in a costume dealing with a serious issue. And then always use common sense with the costume at work type of thing, right?
Yeah, none of the sexy ones. Like, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that could, yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's an awkward place to wear the sassy Red Riding Hood.
Right. Right. Nothing potentially offensive, things like that.
Yes.
If you have a question about it, then probably better just to skip it, right?
Right. Just, you know, go as a hot dog or call it a day.
Go as a hot dog or call it a day.
Or slice up pizza.
Yeah.
Those are pretty easy.
So I don't know if anybody got in trouble because of the Halloween costume you wore to work. Jen texted us and said, I went all out as a witch 1 year. Pointy hat, broom, fake wart, the works. My broom accidentally triggered the building's fire alarm.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Said the entire office had to evacuate. Literally burned for that one.
Oh, gosh.
No pun intended.
Oh, Olivia wore a full-on cat costume.
Hey.
Ears, tail, whiskers, to what I thought was our internal costume day.
Okay.
Turns out our department had an unexpected visit from corporate. I had to give a quarterly report to the VP dressed as sexy Priscilla.
Meow.
Meow, indeed.
That goes back to the, hey, have a change of clothes. Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
So sexy Priscilla can take a pause. Kim says, I dressed as the 2007 Britney 1 year.
Uh-oh.
Shaved head, umbrella, the whole thing. Everyone laughed until my boss, who was a huge Britney fan, didn't.
Oh, gosh.
Said it was disrespectful to mental health journeys. Had to issue a formal apology email.
Yeah, no, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
All right.
Ray says, I thought my inflatable T-Rex costume would make everyone laugh. It, Ray, that's a safe bet.
I was going to say.
Those are funny. Anything you do in that costume is funny.
That will make Kelly laugh 100% of the time.
It did until I tripped over a power cord. It took out three cubicle walls and knocked a monitor onto someone's lunch.
Oh.
Yeah, you do. There is some visibility issues sometimes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang it.
How did your costume get you in trouble at work? We'll get to one more here. Cindy said, my coworker and I dressed as Gomez and Morticia Adams.
That's cute.
Cute, right?
Sure, yes.
Well, it accidentally outed our secret office relationship.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
HR called us in for a little chat. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
You took the role a little too seriously, huh?
I was going to say, were we like kissing and calling each other lovey or whatever? I don't have, oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, have fun next week being Halloween week. On 99.7 DJX.